And thank you for joining us for another episode of the Scranton Talks podcast. Are you an aspiring filmmaker? Do you love film? Or are you new to filmmaking? Scranton Talks is the podcast for you. It is full of inspirational, informative, and fun talks with other filmmakers and creatives about their projects and their journey. Scranton Talks is part of the Independent Film Creative Hub based in Scranton, Pennsylvania, hosted by Luz Cabrales and myself, Desiree Zielinski, who founded the Independent Film Creative Hub, which is geared to help filmmakers reach the potential in becoming successful creative artists. And I'm so glad you can join us for another episode. It's been a while since we had an episode. I think back in March was our last episode with Gregory Lamberson. Luz and I have been busy with work and filmmaking. Luz has been busy on her filmmaking projects. She's been directing a feature film and doing some other film work. And I've been busy finalizing my short film and busy with work as well. So we've been kind of putting the podcast on a little bit of a hiatus, but we're back now. The Northeast Pennsylvania Film Festival is open for film submissions. If you go on Film Freeway and search the Northeast Pennsylvania Film Festival, you can submit your short film. And I believe our late deadline is going to be in November. I don't remember off the top of my head what it is, but be sure to submit to the Northeast Pennsylvania Film Festival. We are open for submissions for films, and the festival will be happening in April of 2025. Also, the Mystery Box Film Challenge is well underway. If you also go on Film Freeway and search the Mystery Box Film Challenge, you can see the list of items you have to use for your short film. So be sure to participate in the Mystery Box Film Challenge. But for this episode, I unfortunately was not a part of this episode as I had some projects to work on for work, and work has been busy for the last couple of weeks. So Luz took the helm of this episode, and she interviewed Amanda Sylvester Altieri, Jean Altieri, and Steph Roman. They are the Cadaveras Cult Movie Club 13 Ghosts. Luz spoke with them back in September 16th. With Amanda, Steph, and Jean as they shared exciting insights about their upcoming show at the AFA Gallery, debuting on September 28th as part of the Scranton Fringe Festival. Cadaveras Cult Movie Club is a horror-hosted event that blends live theater and an interactive movie experience. Your hosts, Cadaveras and Jabber G, love movies so much that they invite the audience to join their special club. These ghouls are too cool for school, and their crazy quip gags and shockly props, starring Amanda Sylvester Altieri and as Cadavera and Jean Altieri as Jabber G, produced and edited and directed by Steph Roman. So Luz had a chance to sit down with Amanda, Steph, and Jean and talk about their 13 Ghosts show and about the Scranton Fringe Festival. So I hope you enjoy this episode.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Luz Cabrales. Desiree is not with us today. She was a little bit busy at work, so I'm going to take on this talk today. We have very special guests today that are going to tell us a little bit more about their show that they're premiering at the Fringe Festival. As always, thank you for joining us. Make sure that you subscribe to our channels. The Independent Film Creative Hub is here for you. We try to make sure that we have talks that are cool for everybody. People that are just trying to start in the filmmaking industry, people that are a little bit more of a veteran and trying to do just more networking. So thank you so much for being here. Again, today I'm going to show you just two cool girls that are doing really, really cool stuff here. Something very unique that is going to happen at the Fringe Festival. I met them a while back, and I think this is the perfect venue just to sort of talk to them and learn a little bit more about their journey as filmmakers, or artists, as performers. So I'm going to bring them into the live stream right now. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies.
Hey, hi. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is Amanda and Steph. Amanda and Steph are going to premiere, like I said, a show. They're going to tell us more, a little bit about their show at the Fringe Festival. But before we get into that, I want to talk to them just a little bit, get to know them. just more about what they do as artists. Okay, so we're going to start with Amanda. Tell us a little bit more about just yourself, and then we kind of get the conversation going. Again, the point of this show is for filmmakers, artists, creatives, anyone who's out there just looking to get inspired. And everyone here has a different journey, but we all are dreamers, right? We all want to do something cool. So tell us a little bit more about you and just kind of how, you know, what's all about, you know, just Amanda, like, tell me more.
Okay. Well, I have always been a huge horror movie fan and horror host fan and just into theater in general, and was always looking for an outlet and a way to express that, but didn't feel like, you know, the normal everyday production of Annie could fulfill that. Okay. So when I went to University of Wisconsin-Madison, I studied avant-garde theater, and that kind of helped me realize there's so much more out there and so many different ways to perform. And I feel like I'm getting my groove back, and I want to just create as much stuff that really speaks to the audience that they feel 100% immersed in, whether it's, you know, spoken word, whether it's a movie idea or a stage production. So right now I feel like I'm at this new creative renaissance where the ideas are flowing, and I'm just trying to get them written down and to try and understand what's feasible with no budget and time, because time is the thing that we don't have anymore. So, you know, cause you have to sleep. But, so right now I think I'm at this phase. I had this scholastic career. Now I'm into family life, and now from family life, I'm trying to be an artist and do the family life thing. And I have a really good support system and a husband that's into it too, who's also in the show, and a kid that is into it as well. So it's like all the pieces are falling into place for the first time in my life. And then meeting Steph was the catalyst for that. So
oh, no. That's very cool. Just the way you put it there, you know, that, you know, now you have done a lot of things, you know, I think since you were 16, you've been like producing. Mm-hmm. That's very cool. So what, you're like young, right? And you're, you know, at the age where you're like experimenting, with different types of, art, most of it was in the theater. Is that mm-hmm. correct?
Okay. Yep.
Tell me a little bit more about that, just in the sense of how that, is going to affect you now. And we're going to get into, you know, what the show is about, because it's very unique, but I want to make sure that how that affected you trying to do what you're doing now.
So I was in Philadelphia for 10 years. And while I was there, I had a theater company with my friend and co-owner, Allison, who's in California now. But anyway, she, her and I tried everything. I feel like we had made a lot of mistakes. We did a lot of shows where maybe one person showed up and we had a 3-day run, you know, and we did a lot of the hard knocks of figuring out how to do a show. And now I can look at that and kind of go into things confidently going, well, as long as I have, you know, a venue and a way to sell tickets and a way to advertise it, you know, I feel like we can perform anything. You know, and that confidence has come from all of those years of trying things, because our theater was 100% immersive. We wanted the audience. We did Psycho Beach Party, for example, by Charles Bush, and we were spraying the audience with sand. We had like a splatter zone where like waves, the sound of waves would come across and air would hit the audience. And like, and you know, and that's a comedy that we kind of made like a horror, there was horror in it too. And, so we were like always trying different things. And I look back on that and I'm really proud of those moments, cause we always broke even. But, you know, I'm also, you know, say after going through all of that, I feel like I could do anything. And this show that we're doing, pieces of the lessons I've learned in Philadelphia make me 100% confident that now is the time, the renaissance of horror. Everyone around here seems to be like eaten up horror movies or movies in general. I feel like there's just an excitement around creating movies that a show like this puts that joy out there for the audience and they get to participate in it. And
very cool. All right. I'm going to stop you there because what I'm going to do is now I'm going to go to Steph because all this is going to interject. Now, Steph, I know you're into the film part of it, a little bit more on the, in the visual parts that are more, more film, more, I mean, they're both visual, obviously, but just tell me a little bit more about your background and just what visual, what media do you use as an artist?
So yeah, I went to school at Luzerne County Community College and then also at Bloomsburg University for broadcasting. In high school, I loved it. I always had a camera wherever I went, always had voice recording, interviewed everybody. Like, I mean, I had tapes and tapes and tapes and I thought, all right, this is what I want to do. So I went to college, did the whole college thing. I did a little stint of ghost hunting for a while. And at Luzerne, I actually became really good friends with one of the instructors. And so we branched off into our own production company. But, you know, life kind of gets ahead of you. And we all know it doesn't pay. Correct. So I had to think about that. But before that even happened, you know, I thought, all right, this is where I wanted to do. I did some internships. And then I also realized, yeah, it doesn't pay. And I'm not fit for the whole production TV and radio persona. It just didn't seem to be me whatsoever. So I was like, I gotta either do my own thing or I'm out. So I started doing my own thing with the instructor. So then we did our own production company. We started pitching reality shows, and then we did some ghost hunting. They all kind of flopped a little bit, but it was time for me to actually like get paid.
Yeah, that's important.
So I ended up quitting that, did my whole thing. I just went for insurance, did the whole, like, you know, living life, doing the grind. And I kind of had enough of that. I'm a 2-time cancer survivor. So I thought, you know what? I need to start going back to creation. And then I put that out there in the universe. And then I met her. And she was so enthusiastic. And like, I'm very introverted. So I'm like, oh God, this girl's like a lot.
Sorry.
No, I needed that.
Sometimes you need that.
And you came, and so you were like pulling me out of my hole. And so, yeah, I pretty much do more of the visual of filming,
editing.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely my forte, editing. But it's been so long, so I'm like learning back the basics again. But I don't really care. I'm just creating whatever. I don't care if it looks like crap or not. I just want to get it out there.
I love that. I really do love that because it seems that, you know, your experience, obviously you had a tough time in your life as well. That is helping you see what is really important, what's important to you and what matters. And, you know, having fun doing things that you really enjoy. I think at the end of the day, you know, is what matters. Obviously, we all want to get paid. We want to do things that pay. But if that's all you're doing and you're not having fun, then what is that going to do for you?
You need a nice balance. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's actually how our name came to be, because I was like, all right, what do we do? Like, what kind of name do we have? I'm like, we're two old Bettys in this whatever. And, you know, I've gone through a bunch of surgeries. I was like, we're a bunch of Frankenstein Bettys. Yeah. And I was like, that's it. We're calling it Franken Betty.
Yeah. It really encompasses both our bodies' journeys.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of surgeries.
And you know, and as women,
you feel like you're pieces of your environment.
Yeah.
And that helps you make you whole again.
Yeah.
And so like, really whatever.
Hello.
I really love that. So let's talk a little bit more about how you came together. Right now, we're gonna tell people what you're doing at the Fringe Festival. And the show is called, let me see if I get it right, Cadaverous Cult Movie Club, or maybe you can say it the way.
So Cadaverous Cult Movie Club.
Yeah,
okay. Like Cadaverous Cult Movie Club, and it's 13 goals. So tell me more about a little bit about the show, just itself, before we get into where it's going to play, how it's going to be. I really personally actually love the concept of this show, because it really blends two things together that I love. Mm-hmm. And so go right ahead.
So Cadaver's Cult Movie Club is kind of a social club. And basically what it is we premiere different movies. And a premiere, it's something new to the audience. This 13 Ghosts is William Castle's from the 1960s. Right. So it's a wonderful, schlocky, proppy, fun skeletons in your face kind of movie, black and white. And then there's reds and blues that come through. Anyway, it's just, I get very excited because it's a very cool film. And what it is Cadavra is this wonderful ghoul who's so passionate about films that she wants to bring them to the audiences. She wants them to experience them with their body and soul. So you're sitting there, you're enjoying a film, but then maybe Cadavra makes a joke. Maybe her sidekick, Jobber G, has got a quip or a fact about, you know, how many Rotten Tomatoes, his Rotten Tomatoes score for the film, that kind of thing. So it's kind of blending comedy, you know, Elvira, Mystery Science Theater 3000, and also the love and passion of just being in a room filled with people enjoying film. And this is kind of our first foray into bringing that to Scranton. We're hoping to be NEPA's horror hosts. You know, we hope to be a staple that when somebody needs somebody to premiere their film or, you know, to show up in costume and talk about film, we hope to be those people. So we reinvented these characters, bringing it to Scranton, and kind of, you know, we started at the drive-in, just kind of showing a film. Now we're adding the theater part of it. So you get a theater show plus the movie itself, plus some interaction, you know, everybody who buys a ticket gets a pair of glasses to watch the film with. So it's just kind of like a fun, immersive cabaret kind of experience.
Also nostalgia.
Yeah, lots of
Halloween
nostalgia,
I think.
yeah, there's some really fun, I'm going to call them Easter eggs, that happened during the show that I feel like anybody that, you know, was watching Stella or Zachary or Elvira back in the day, or even Tales from the Crypt, can go, oh my God, I remember that, you know, moment, or I remember that commercial or toy or whatever. There's going to be things that happen in the show that I think are going to bring back those moments that are kind of fun. And it's Halloween time. So it's the perfect time to do it.
That's really cool. So, okay. So to sum that up, so then we're going to show the movie 13 Ghosts. Mm-hmm. But there's a theater part of it where let me just get this. You're inviting the audience to experience the movie live?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. Okay.
So they're watching it, but there's also moments during the film that things will happen that'll enhance the experience. So
like sounds and sights and things like that for the movie. Okay.
Very yeah. Cool.
So tell me a little bit about that. I know that Gene, your husband, is is a character as well. Tell me a little bit more about that, and just without giving too much of what the show, you know, obviously we want people to go and want to make sure that they know that it's going to be at the Fringe Festival on Saturday, September 28th at 9 p.m. Now, I talked to you about that time before, 9 p.m. That's really cool. So we're going to actually get into the whole Halloween theme with that being a night.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I mean, like, you can go to other shows that are happening with the Fringe Festival beforehand and then come, you know, have your like dessert with us and see our show. So it was really important for me when we sent in our application to go, hey, this is something we can literally do anywhere. Plop us, you know, at the art museum, plop us in, you know, in a cabaret space, just plop us somewhere. We need a screen and a projector.
We'll take a living room.
Yeah. And we can do this concept, you know? So, and Jobber G, played by Gene Altieri, my husband, he is a himself and the character are both wonderful storytellers. They're able to hold information about film. And we created this character as kind of like someone that, you know, Cadaver loves him, but she's also kind of annoyed by the fact that he's always interrupting her with like a fact about the film, you know, okay. about William Castle. And so comedy ensues because they're kind of like poking each other, but also kind of having fun with it. And he has the creative arts background too. So he's a wonderful special effects artist and has really been able to use his brain to help create some of the comedy props and stuff that we have in the show. And we love to work together. So.
And that brings me to that, just working together, knowing who you can trust to show up to do the job. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about what your job is within the production. Then we'll talk a little bit about Steph. I know she says some editing, some producing, just so kind of like how all that blends in together to create a show that, you know, it's enjoyable for everyone, including the behind the scenes part of it, like all the plans.
Yeah, I mean, I look at myself as a directress. In this case, I'm kind of directing this idea a little bit. And then Steph is kind of coming in and editing that idea to something practical. I'm performing in it, producing it, and then also looking at it as we're creating a brand with this character. So, brand ambassador as well, I think, but
yeah, like project managers,
yeah, jack of all trades. I like that it's just a few of us. Like, we have some original music that was created for it. We've got some wonderful photography done. So like, there's a few people in the background that are really helping. But I like that it's just a handful of us with this really nice thing that I feel like once we get it like really good straightened out, then we can let other people into the baby and make it even bigger, you know?
So what is your plan with this? Let's just say someone comes to you and say, you know what? I want to give you what you need, right? If you had that, how will you take this a little further, you know, because I think it's a very niche idea and it's very, very cool that it can definitely work. Like you said, you could be anywhere, you know, it could be a pop-up somewhere. Mm-hmm. So what are your future plans for that? If you do have any specific ones, just to kind of give people an idea of, hey, maybe someone out there is listening that likes this whole creative aspect.
I mean, once we receive some capital, a website, we actually started merchandise, just help build the brand and then maybe eventually down the line, a web series, with, you know, writers and things like that.
So now I did see like you had some experience with that, with the show in Philly that, you know, you kind of, you know, worked on, there was some sort of web series as well. Mm-hmm. Now that you, I mean, Steph is here, she's editing, like, what do you envision, Steph and, you know, Amanda, just of, is this something that could be taken into a film or a TV show, or just like you said, a web series? How would you envision that?
I think it would be good with a web series and also to go live, just kind of doing it here and there. Mm-hmm. I think live would be really nice, continue with the live, but a web series might be something that would be something we could keep up, you know,
after a fan base.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be nice. I think for me, I haven't really even thought that far. It's more or less just kind of like, hey, let's just do this and see what happens. Mm-hmm. If it sticks, it sticks. And then, yeah, I mean.
No, I like that. I like that. Just kind of having fun seeing what happens. So tell me, Steph, a little bit more about your filmmaking part of it. Again, we try to encourage every type of artist in this show, but you know, because I'm a filmmaker and most of the people that are watching are filmmakers or starting out, just kind of like your experience being a filmmaker and just doing what you love and also having that background in broadcasting or, you know, that education. And then you can kind of see what maybe someone that's struggling to say, you know what, I went to broadcasting, but now I want to do films, you know, just kind of that.
Yeah. I mean, it's really just a whirlwind. I just kind of you know, met her and I thought, you know, I could totally do this. Let's just do something. So we just started small. And then I think just kind of building up from there. I think the idea is just not worrying about what people think, what they're saying, just create, just do, like, just make the magic that you envision. Mm. I mean, I think once you start getting a bunch of people in that mix of their ideas, they're good and everything, but then it's just kind of like, stay focused and do what you want to do, because everyone has an opinion. Stick with what's true. Mm-hmm. I think with the broadcasting, that history, I didn't really like it because there was, you have to follow a certain like map. You have to fit in this particular box. And if you go out of that, it's either you don't belong here or you're just not going to get the job. And I think kind of just ignoring all of that and doing your own thing really kind of helps with my creativity, because then I find somebody where I'm just like, hey, what about if we do this? Yeah, that sounds cool. Let's try it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then we do. And then we just do it and we don't have to worry about anything. If you like it, then great. If you don't, then move on, you know?
I was just going to say, not to interrupt you, there's just a natural way that Steph is able to frame things that I had no idea how to make it smaller for the film. So when we worked on our short, she was able to look at it and go, because we did this small short, you know, call Help Wanted. And she was able in a very short amount of time to go, okay, Amanda, if you stand here, we frame it this way, we shoot it. And it looked great. Like it was just, like it came naturally watching her. Like she just has this ability to be able to look at things in a way that makes the story make sense. So I want to give her credit for that.
That's good. I love that, because again, that is definitely probably helping with the theater part of it. Right. So now how you as artists bring that, bring your expertise or what you're trying to learn or what you already know together, to say, obviously there's that, relationship that you have to establish, which I tell a lot of filmmakers, you know, you have to establish relationships. You can't just go out there and because people, it's about trust. So how do you define that trust within you too as artists, and how do you keep it from, you know, going on the side and being like, oh, you know, how do you lift the shoulders up? Basically.
So that's a great thing. Cause actually recently I kind of almost had a panic attack about it, because like theater is totally, I've never done anything. I think the only thing I did with theater was like, I painted their props. That was about it. And other than that, I knew nothing about it. I just kind of just did my thing and left. But with her, you know, she has this great idea and it's like, oh, this is what we're going to do, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, this sounds awesome. I'll do whatever it is that you need to do. And then as pre and post production, you know, you need to map that stuff out. And I don't like, that's something that she's never done. And for her with theater, it's kind of like, all right, we have the idea, we do the script, blah, blah, blah. And then we just do it. And anybody that edits, anyone that shoots film, that's, we just don't, that's not what you do. You have to plan out every little detail. Right. And I kind of panicked about it because she was just so like, oh yeah, this is, and I'm like, structure, help me help you and help me, just help. And then, yeah, we had that conversation of, you know, I was like, hey, I'm panicking. I need help. I don't know what I need help with because I've never done this. And then we just kind of had dialogue about it. And it's just the honesty, just putting out that feeling and then the anxiety out there, discussing it. And we were in a safe space to do that. And I think that's really that's where the trust is. I trusted you to take that anxiety and help walk me through. And yeah, now I'm like, oh yeah, I'm totally confident now.
We'll see what happens on the 28th.
Yeah, I don't know, whatever. Now I'm like, okay, whatever.
But I think too, like, you know, when you, it's like versus whether you have a script, like a completed script for something that's already been published versus something that you're creating. I like the not pressure of creating somebody else's baby. And I feel like with this show, We're adding things to it. We're trying things. There's a lot more improv and play. And that's kind of where my brain is now. I'm so tired of structure. So it was just not, I am so open to Steph coming in and going, no, Amanda, we need to back this up. Or can you explain that better for the audience? And right. Now we're going into like hyper rehearsal where we're just working and working and working the bits. And then I'm actually videoing it with Jabra G, and then she's going to watch the video for the bits and just make sure that it's tight and makes sense to the audience.
Yeah.
But that's a huge trust thing. And I respect her so much. And I think respect is part of it too. Respecting each other's time, respecting, you know, if you say you're going to be somewhere to be there, if you make a meeting, you know, make sure you check in ahead of time. Hey, are we going to be able to do that today? If not, cool. But you know, let me know. Just being a good listener and then also being open and honest with how you're feeling is the best way to collaborate with somebody, and know that you're just getting to know somebody too. So there's going to be moments where you're not going to agree on things. There's going to be moments where you're just going to go, okay, maybe I need to go home and think about this a little bit, or reapproach this differently, or explain it differently, you know, or give examples differently.
Yeah.
So I think because we're both mature women, we're like, we've been through life, you know, all types of things in life. We know what we want out of this. So we're going to do what we can to work towards it.
We are literally a full production crew, including theater and pre and post. And it's just us two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's like, we're doing like full-time jobs. And then also this full-time job. Mm-hmm. So it's insane.
But it needs
so fun.
It's so fun, and it needs to happen. Like, this is like just pouring out of us. Like, even when we're like, well, let's just take a publicity photo of us in a t-shirt, or let's just take some silly thing at a cemetery. Like, whatever it was, it just made so much sense, and it was fun. And
it's
like
campy. It's just really silly. Yeah. Like, what? Yeah.
And it needs to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very good. Just doing that. And like you said, it's very important just to talk it out. And just say, even if you don't agree with something, how are we going to compromise? How are we going to make it better to really fulfill the goal that we're both, you know, in, you know, like we want to make sure. So I love that. I love that aspect of it. Now, as far as the show goes, we know what you want to do with the show, but how about any other things that you may have on the works, maybe something that you wanted to explore, whether it's individual as artists or more as together as a production company as well. Like, is there anything in the works that you may, you know, you may want to explore?
We have a stretch goal where we would like to do a zombie movie. I mean, it's a stretch goal. It's definitely going to be, we want to do a full featured one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of planning. It's there. It's in the back.
Yeah.
Back burners like, all right, let's see it. Let's see if it's still cooking. But yeah, we do bring that up once in a while. I think we function really well of just kind of like, hey, we have an idea. Can we do this? All right. Can we get away with it? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this, we talked about this, what? Like, we only met like a year ago.
Yeah. So, and then like the Fringe application came up, and it was the night before, and I was like, yo, should we do it? Should I fill it out? You know, I was like, I believe we have the things we need to do this. And she's like, go for it. So I was like, okay, if you're going to help me, if you can help me with this, help me keep going, help me stay focused. Like, help us make this good. And then we just did it. We do have an appearance happening at the Nipa Horror Fest on the Saturday.
Okay.
We're on the 5th. We'll have a table there. So if anybody wants to come talk to us about film, if anybody wants to come buy a Cadaver's Cult Movie Club t-shirt to support us. Great.
Okay.
And then hopefully that day too, we'll be announcing some other stuff coming up. Maybe, possibly. We'll know.
Oh, so you're going to be there on the Saturday, right? The 5th. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Perfect. So for those out there, I know there's a whole bunch of things going on from the 4th to the 6th, but the ladies here are going to be there on the Saturday of the 5th. So that's perfect. So we're kind of gearing to the end of the show, but I want to make sure that, you know, Desiree and I always ask the same question to every filmmaker, every creative. So I'm going to put that question on both of you as individuals. Just like if you had to tell yourself, a younger self, you know, something that, you know, so we have two different questions. So it will be like, one, if you want to give someone advice, someone who's just starting out, someone who's a filmmaker, someone who's a student, you know, that they don't know how to get started, or maybe someone that's been trying, you know, for a while to do something and life gets on the way. Like, what would you say to them? Something that maybe you would have told yourself when you were younger that could have helped you either keep going or change gears a little bit.
Oof, that's a deep one.
Very compound, but you can pick and choose.
I think I would say some advice I would give would be like, don't let fear get in the way, number one. And don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah.
If you don't understand something or just reaching out, email anybody. If you see somebody who has a film that you like or a production that you like or a show that you went and saw, send them an email, go, hey, I really liked that. You know, how did you get started? Or what advice would you give me? I feel like that is like the best form of flattery for somebody to see something and just get something out of something that you've created. So I 100% suggest just asking questions, you know, ask for help and don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Fear was like number one thing that got in my way when I moved here, you know, because I didn't know anybody. I didn't know I just wanted to create weird stuff. You know,
so just do the cool fear part of it, which is the horror films, but not the bad fear.
Yeah, not the fear
that stops you from living life.
Yeah, just the fear of like putting yourself out there and nobody like getting it or wanting to get it.
And
seen.
I think for me, it's more like, I think if I were to tell myself, be like, no one's really paying attention to you. Not as much as you think that they are.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
They really aren't. I mean, and the ones that do, they're haters. They just no matter what you do, it's not going to be good enough. So just whatever.
That's a hard lesson of Scorpios.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No one's really paying attention to you. I mean, really, like,
just do it.
Just do it. And if they don't like it, move on. And life's short. Be weird. You know, be weird. Why
settle?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Why settle and why blend in? Who cares?
I love that. I really love that. I think I'm gonna put that into motion. I hope many filmmakers put that into motion. Any artist, any student out there. So I love that, lady. So what we're gonna do is, I just want to thank you first for being here on an evening. You know, hopefully you had dinner before, but you know, I thank you very much. This really allows us to connect with filmmakers, artists. Just stay behind the scenes while I close the show. But I want to make sure that, is there anything else that we want to tell people when they come to the, on September 28th, anywhere to park, anything that maybe is not out there or is already out?
Get your tickets at scrantonfringe.org, please. Get your tickets ahead of time, $15. We'll have popcorn and concessions, but please get your tickets ahead of time. We want to make sure everybody gets a good seat. And also, if they want to reach out to us at on Facebook at Frank and Betty Productions, please look at our Facebook, like it, and we would love to chat more about film and stuff.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Awesome. All right. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to close the show real quick. Again, thank you for being here. And thank you, all our audience, for being here. Just again, Desiree couldn't be here today, but she sends her hugs and everything. She really wanted to be here and interview you. We met at the Mystery Box Film Challenge, but I'm sure we're going to get to see each other again. I'm going to definitely go and try to make it to the show. But for the Creative Hub, just make sure you subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. We have Desiree does a really good job of putting together these shows on an Apple Podcast and everywhere, Spotify. So if you want to listen to previous episodes or this episode, but you're driving, definitely you don't want to be watching, but you can be listening and just do that. Other than that, that's the wrong one. Make sure you go to our creativehub.com and be able to subscribe. So thank you again, everyone. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful night.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Scranton Talks podcast. I hope you enjoyed your time with us. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date on the many events that we have going on. And if you miss any of our Scranton Talks, you can catch them on our YouTube channel on the Independent Film Creative Hub channel. And we also have this podcast. Be sure to tune in next time for our next Scranton Talks. And that's a wrap.